The readings today, we hear about the fact that if we are going to follow the Lord, we're going to be chastised. We are going to be persecuted. The Lord didn't say, you might. He told us that we will, which is what always amazes me, that people still have this weird idea that because they believe in Jesus, that everything should be hunky-dory and I shouldn't have any problems and no suffering in my life because I believe in the Lord. It's just completely contrary to what Scripture tells us. The Lord tells us that every son that he receives, he chastises. So why are we surprised? Why do we think it's unfair? Why do we get angry? We look at it and say, but I believe, why would he do that to me? Why would he allow these things to happen to me? To be able to test us. Notice what the Lord talks about. Again, these people have faith. He tells them these things are going to happen. Because of their faith, they're going to be hauled into court. They're going to be turned over by parents and friends and siblings and so on. And he says, but by your patience, you will win your soul. So in other words, it's okay, you already believe you're going to heaven. Like, no, by your patience, going through all of these things. So the faith is necessary. But so is the purification. Remember, God doesn't just want you to get to the lowest spot possible. He wants you to get to the highest spot possible. He wants you to be a saint. And we just seem to want to think that maybe if I can eke my way into purgatory, that's going to be good enough. God's not interested in seeing if you can make the bottom rung of purgatory. He's interested in getting you to the highest possible spot in heaven. He wants you to be able to love and to be loved for the rest of your life, for the rest of eternity. And we want to love as little as possible for the rest of eternity because we don't really want to aim high. The Lord doesn't want what is okay. The Lord doesn't want what's good. The Lord wants what is best. And so let's ask the simple question. Just as he's talking to his apostles and the early disciples about what was going to happen to them, and so he is to us, which, by the way, we are living in a situation where parents and siblings and children and friends are going to turn you over. It's not far off from where we're at. What seemed just a generation ago to be so unthinkable has suddenly arrived. And when we're persecuted for our faith, which once again has begun, and it's not so bad when it's from the outside, at least we expect that the pagans are going to be persecuting us, but it's from the inside. The people that should be supporting us are the ones that are persecuting us. That makes it doubly difficult, and it makes the test of faith that much stronger. So again, these are all people who believed in Jesus, just like us. But they had to go through these things. Why? Well, again, to make them saints and so on, but ultimately to be able to know how much faith they really had. So in other words, we look at it and say, all right, if this persecution picks up, what do we do? Do we stop coming to Mass because we're scared? Because they might kill me. Praise God if they do. If you're a martyr, remember, there's no purgatory. You're going straight to heaven. And that'd be the greatest thing that could happen to any of us. The biggest thing that we should be concerned about isn't see if we can get the last rung in purgatory. It's that we're going to spend the rest of time in purgatory before we can finally make it to heaven. And thankfully, purgatory ends on the last day of the world, or some of us would be there a lot longer than that. So heavens, if we can make it straight up with not going to purgatory, shouldn't we be taking numbers and lining up and putting targets on our shirts and say, here, I'm a Catholic. You would think that's what we would be doing, but no. We're going to run and hide under our bed and put our pillow over our head and say, oh, I'm scared. For what? Because we don't believe in Jesus is what it comes down to. We really don't believe his promises. So we're going to run around and be scared because we really don't believe we're going to go to heaven. We would rather be alive in this world than to be with him in heaven. Do I need to ask the next question? What is wrong with us? Why do we want to spend more time here rather than being in heaven? If you have that option, it makes no sense. But you see, that's why it has to be tested. Because we think we've got so much faith. Oh, my faith in Jesus is so strong. Until somebody threatens me, and then I find myself being a total wimp and find out that maybe my faith in Jesus isn't as strong as I thought it was. The Lord already knew that. We didn't. And so he's going to allow us to be tested. Think of that book, He Leadeth Me, by Father Sizek. This poor man, all that he went through, went to Russia, got arrested, he's thrown into Lubyanka, he's suffering terribly for his faith in the Lord. And he said they made up all these lies and they wanted him to sign the papers. And he said, no, I can't sign those, though they're not true. They said, you stupid American, then we're just gonna go out and shoot you. He goes, okay, I'll sign all the papers. And then he said, what did I do? I thought I had this faith in Jesus. Then he got a second chance. They were wrongfully accused, and so they were taken out, and they were going to be shot. And he said, all of a sudden, when you're looking down the barrel of a rifle that's pointed at you, all of a sudden, all these thoughts start coming back. He said, I thought that I had such strong faith. But I didn't. How much faith do you have? This man had enough faith to be able to go into a situation where he knew he was probably going to be arrested and thrown into prison for his faith, and he did it. And then as soon as his life was threatened, he completely waffled by his own admission. So how strong is our faith? When we look at somebody like that, his faith was probably a lot stronger than most of ours. And look what happened to him. So we can't think that, oh, I cakewalk, walk in the park, no problem for me. We don't know that until it actually happens. That's why the Lord will allow it. So with Father Sizek, he allowed him to see that he completely wimped out. And then he allowed him to pray it through, work it through, and then a few years later gave him another opportunity. So it will be for us. So don't fear. The Lord told us we don't need to be afraid. He's going to be with us. He'll take care of things. But will we be with him is the question. Because if we start being afraid, we'll take our focus off of him, we put it back on ourselves, and then we collapse. I can tell you that from my own experience. We need to learn to keep the focus on the Lord. And for many of us, the only way we learn is to find out that we don't do it and find out that we need to do this differently than what I would naturally do. So it's only by experience sometimes that we learn these things. Which is exactly why he allows us to go through them. So if he's allowing you to be chastised, if he's allowing you to be persecuted, if he's allowing you to be purified, that should be cause for rejoicing. Number one, because we find out how much faith we really have, or in some of our cases, how much we don't have. And it allows us to see how we need to do things differently next time, because I thought I could do it this way and it didn't work. Therefore, what adjustment do I need to make? How, in the midst of all these struggles, do I keep my focus on the Lord? It's easy sitting here today saying, oh yeah, I can just do that. I'll just keep my focus on Jesus, no problem. Yeah, when we're in it, it's not quite so easy. We have to learn it by doing it. So that's why the Lord allows it, to be able to teach us the most important lessons, to trust, to have faith, to have confidence, to have that love for God that would be so strong and so clear, no matter what persecution, no matter what difficulties, no matter what happens, it isn't going to shake us. It's not going to take that faith and that charity away. That's what God is looking for, because by our patient endurance of these trials, we will save our souls.